This week we continue our VBS Revisited series and look at another popular story that we've sort of kept within the confines of Vacation Bible School. Daniel and the Lion's Den is a fantastic story, but it sounds more like a Disney movie than a scripture from our Bibles, right? Except, of course, the part at the end where the lions crush the bones of those who falsely accused Daniel, including their wives and children. I'm not sure that's ever made it into a Disney movie, but hey, the word of the Lord and thanks be to God, we say. I must admit, it's been a while since I've reread the story of Daniel as an adult, and it's kind of fun to reread these stories a lot of us haven't considered in a long time. For example, I was struck when studying the story this week to learn about Daniel, who prayed 3 times a day in his upstairs room where the window faced Jerusalem. Now, I don't know about you, but that kind of routine practice in prayer is not something I'm very good at keeping. In fact, daily prayers are something our Muslim brothers and sisters seem to do better at than we do. When I was in Jerusalem this past March, I'd hear the adhan throughout the old city 5 times a day calling for Islamic prayer. It's such a beautiful practice that they uphold, dropping everything 5 times a day to turn to God in prayer. And I found myself, every time I'd hear the call, trying to pray too. It was a good practice for me because, you see, I must confess that when it comes to prayer, I sort of struggle. In fact, I'd rather show you my financial statements than talk to you about my prayer life. Prayer is just one of those things that for whatever reason I've always struggled to make a habit. And yet in the words of Barbara Brown Taylor, to say I love God but I do not pray much is sort of like saying I love life but I don't really breathe much. So how about before we move on, we pray? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. According to our scripture, Daniel, beyond just praying 3 times a day, was described as a righteous man, trustworthy, neither corrupt nor negligent, the scripture says. In fact, Daniel was so attentively righteous that when his political opponents tried to get dirt on him, their only option was to make it illegal to obey God. Did you catch that part of the story? Having 0 charges to bring against him, they decided they'd make it illegal to pray to God. So they created a decree that stated that anyone who prayed to any god or human being other than the king for 30 days would be thrown into a lion's den. Now, I don't know about you, but if given the ultimatum to not pray for 30 days or be thrown into a den with lions, I think it'd be pretty easy for me to make my choice. And yet, Daniel, when he learned about the decree, went straight home and carried on with business as usual, getting on his knees and thanking God just as he'd always done before. Now, let me pause here for a moment, if I may. Because, you know, the thing about these stories, about these giant heroes of the faith, is that they can, in turn, make us feel pretty lousy. And Daniel can be the worst at making us feel shame. Because, you see, at least with David, he had the whole Bathsheba thing, right? He was an adulterer, not perfect. Oh, and he was also a murderer, so that too. Abraham, widely regarded as the first patriarch of the faith, he forced himself on his servant, had a baby with her, and then basically exiled the both of them. Noah drank too much and was known for essentially going streaking. Peter, on 3 occasions, acted like he'd never even met Jesus. But Daniel's only recorded act of disobedience was to a law that said he could not pray to God. I mean, really? This guy just sounds kind of annoying, right? And so, as the story goes, these men, who probably also found Daniel obnoxious, found a way to get him thrown in a room with a bunch of lions. It's sort of like Joseph's brothers who sell him off to slavery because his moral perfection is just so irritating. But like Joseph, God was faithful to Daniel too, and so God sent an angel to come and shut the mouths of the lions, and he remained unharmed. So there's the story. Daniel, who was without blame, Daniel, who was righteous before God, who prayed three times a day, Daniel, who was neither corrupt nor negligent, was cast in a den with lions, but God was faithful to him, and the lions didn't touch him. It would be easy for us, and actually it is easy for us, to read this story in such a way that says righteous people will always be protected from evil. Only we know that's not true, right? First of all, no one is without blame. And second, some of the most righteous people I know have suffered the worst injustices. So we know this can't be the moral of the story. And yet, this is exactly how we tell this story to our children, making them believe that if they pray hard enough, evil won't fall upon them. Or if they'll be faithful to God, then they'll always be protected. Meanwhile, us adults who've lived long enough, we know better than to believe this kind of fairy tale. When the king gave order to lift Daniel from the den, the scripture says that no wound was found on him because he had trusted in God. My friends, I wish I could tell my children, and I really wish that I could tell you that if you trust in God, you too can be without wound. But I think Jesus already clarified that misconception. He actually was without blame, and he ended up on a cross with wounds that, according to our scriptures, he still bears. So what do we do with a story like this? Well, for starters, regardless of whether or not the lions devoured Daniel, he still spent an entire evening with them in a den behind a sealed door. And I imagine that that must have been pretty terrifying. And my guess is, in some way, we can all resonate with that feeling. Haven't you also, at some point in your life, felt trapped behind a closed door? In prison to something that gave you great fear. I imagine if we all thought long enough, we too could recall a time in life where we felt the lions circling around us, where we felt them encroaching, where we could hear them growl with hunger. So maybe the lesson here is not about protection, but about precaution. Maybe the story we tell our children is not do good and you'll be protected, but get ready because life is pretty dang hard. Get ready because no matter how good you are, there will be times when you feel as though you are trapped in a den with lions, filled with fear and afraid that there is no way out. Friends, I don't think if you pray hard enough, you'll live a life without wounds. But I do think that like Daniel, God will always be faithful to deliver you. Because here's the thing about faith, and this is what we should tell our children, and this is what I'm telling you. The worst thing is never the last thing. No Goliath, no lion's den, no crucifixion will ever be the last thing. So yes, life will take its toll. You will come out wounded, but this is the good news of the gospel. We are afflicted in every way, yes, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed in all ways, yes, but we are not driven to despair. We are persecuted, yes, but we are not forsaken, and we are struck down, yes, but we are never destroyed. We find ourselves at various times in this life in the den of lions. Behind what feels like a sealed door, we hear their voices, soft as thunder, but they do not crush us, they do not drive us to despair, and they do not destroy us. Because with God, the worst thing is never the last thing. Frederick Buechner said this, "The last thing is always the best thing. It's the power from on high that comes down into the world, that wells up from the rock bottom worst of the world like a hidden spring. Can you believe it? The last best thing is the laughing deep in the hearts of the saints, sometimes our own hearts. Yes, we are loved and forgiven. Yes, we are healed. And yes, all will be well. So maybe you feel trapped this morning, be it by grief because of a loss, or be it by depression, addiction, sin, pain, whatever it may be. And maybe the door feels sealed and the lions are there to steal, kill, and destroy. And so if you are, if you're there, then remember that the worst thing is never the last thing. And if you're not there, then maybe hold that truth for someone or teach it to some children, because life isn't a Disney movie. Let's start telling the truth about that. But God is good and God is faithful and God will always deliver us. Amen.